So since this project is based in Hawaii, which is also where I'm originally from, I'd like to first begin my presentation by saying aloha and good afternoon. And here's a photo of our project members taken during our face-to-face meeting this past May in Hawaii. So the title of my presentation is Incentivizing the Outcome, Determining the Effectiveness of an Incentive Program, Utilizing a Health Information Exchange. So just a quick disclaimer. This project does not use a health information exchange, or HIE, that is defined by the exchange of real-time data, but instead focuses on the exchange of historic data taken from health insurance claims. I'll go into that further during my presentation. And here is my presenter disclosure. So in response to the statement, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. My response is I have no relationships to disclose. So for my presentation, I will first provide you with some background information on my organization as well as the project itself. And we are currently in the evaluation phase of this study, so I'll also share with you some of our preliminary data analyses. And then lastly, I will discuss project next steps and future implications. So first, for some background information on my organization. So the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations, or APCHO, is a nonprofit national association that was established in 1987 with a mission to improve the health status and access of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders, or AANs and Hopis. We are based in Oakland, California, and are governed by a national board of directors. Our board of directors consists of representatives from community-based organizations that have full membership status in our association, and APCHO is primarily supported by federal and foundation grants. Our member organizations are located in seven states and one U.S. territory, and most are community health centers in Hawaii, California, Washington, New York, and Massachusetts, and all are located in areas with a high concentration of Asian Americans, many of whom are medically underserved. And lastly, many of our community health center partners are at the forefront in providing community-responsive, financially affordable, and culturally and linguistically appropriate primary health care services. So the intent of this project is to examine whether a team-level pay-for-performance, or P4P, incentive program and health information technology, or HIT, intervention improves health outcome and emergency room measures for a high-risk Asian American, Native Hawaiian, other Pacific Islander community health center population compared to a similar patient population at non-P4P participating CHCs. So some of the objectives include to examine a pay-for-performance approach that involves a team approach to providing healthcare. So here, team equals the primary care providers as well as enabling services staff. And then if you're not familiar with enabling services, that includes non-clinical services that facilitate access to healthcare. So for example, this could be interpretation, health education, and case management. So this study is significant for several reasons. First of all, it aims to improve the quality of care through a data exchange between health centers and a Medicaid payer health plan. Secondly, it provides a team-focused and culturally appropriate pay-for-performance quality improvement as well as HIT intervention model to guide decisions made by policymakers, health organizations, and health plans serving high-risk populations. And lastly, this project aims to reduce health disparities for Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander high-risk populations. So our entire project is based in Hawaii and includes one Medicaid payer health plan, AlohaCare, and four federally qualified health centers, including Bay Clinic on the island of Hawaii and Kalihi Palama Health Center, Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center, and Waimanalo Health Center, all of which are located on the island of Oahu. So the following measures were selected by project partners to evaluate the impact that pay-for-performance has on the quality and efficiency of care provided to low-income Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander patients. And these measures include emergency room utilization and the rate of hospitalizations for patients with a federal poverty level less than or equal to 200%, who also have diabetes or cardiovascular disease and a psychosocial condition. And the data for these measures were all collected and aggregated into a data warehouse. And for the purposes of my presentation, I will just be sharing the findings from the emergency room utilization measure. Okay, so here's the timeline for our project, and as you can see here, we're currently in the evaluation phase. So you can see for phases 2 through 4, that was the data collection round. So those were also the bonus rounds. So there are basically 3 bonus rounds. At each of the end of the rounds, I provided reports to the CHCs, basically indicating whether or not they were able to distribute incentives for that measure. So the information was very straightforward, which is basically a percentage. So for instance, for round 2, it would show what their percentage of patients going to the ER was for round 1 and whether or not that rate increased or decreased for round 2. So kind of in between the different rounds, during that time, the CHC provider teams were able to log in to an online reporting system and actually get a list of the patient names who, for instance, were going to the emergency room several times during that 6 months. They could really target those patients. Okay, so now that I've provided you with a general overview of the study itself, I'd like to move on to some sample analyses. So for this presentation, we examined 2009 to 2010 de-identified patient data from regional data warehouse for the 4 intervention sites. And data analysis included descriptive statistics based on patient and site characteristics and chi-square and t-test to determine significance. Okay. So our research objective was to examine whether a team-level P4P incentive program and HIT intervention would decrease emergency room visits among a high-risk patient sample with multiple comorbidities. For this project, we proposed a culturally and linguistically appropriate chronic care principal agent conceptual framework in F2HC settings, which together emphasizes the importance of rewarding quality care on a team level, including physicians and enabling service providers. So for example, medical assistants, interpreters, and case managers. And here's the measure that we analyzed. So we looked at the number of patients with ER visits for a low complexity problem with a primary or secondary diagnosis code for either diabetes or cardiovascular disease and a psychosocial condition. The sample size was 1,423 low-income Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander patients at 4 Hawaii pre-qualified health centers, and all patients were members of the same Medicaid payer health plan and met the inclusion criteria. So that was patients with diabetes or cardiovascular disease, at least one psychosocial condition, and a federal poverty level less than or equal to 200%. And for this study, the baseline period was calendar year 2009, while the intervention period was calendar year 2010. And here are the patient characteristics of this study. So the average patient age was 41.61 years old, with a standard deviation of 12.67. So for gender, 50.7% of the patients were female, so there were slightly more women than men. And lastly, as you can see in the race and ethnicity table, Native Hawaiians comprised the majority of patients at 37%, followed by other Pacific Islanders at 12.6%, and that was actually predominantly Samoan, and lastly, Asians at 11.9%. Okay, and here is a listing of the patient comorbidities. So 34.1% had diabetes, 92.6% had cardiovascular disease, 26.6% had both diabetes and cardiovascular disease, and lastly, all patients had a psychosocial condition, which included mental health diagnoses and substance abuse. Here's a listing of the practice characteristics. So as you can see here, 3 of the community health centers were located in rural areas. Okay, so on this slide, you can see that the percentage of health center patients visiting the emergency room decreased by 3.66% within 1 year. Okay. And here you can see that the average number of emergency room visits decreased by 0.09 from 2009 to 2010. Let's see. And this slide shows the percentage of emergency room visits by category per patient from 2009 to 2010. So as you can see, the rates for all categories decreased in 2010. And the zero category indicates patients who did not visit the ER. So this shows improvement from 2009 to 2010. Okay, so preliminary findings show that implementing the pay-for-performance and HIT intervention program led to decreased emergency room utilization among patients at the four fairly qualified health centers. And we also learned that changing the incentive structure for FQHCs can perhaps be effective at reducing emergency room visits for high-risk minority patients in Hawaii. Furthermore, this study contributes to reducing and eliminating health disparities by assessing the effectiveness of P4P at FQHCs that serve predominantly Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islander patients who also face multiple comorbidities. This study is also significant because FQHCs are currently underrepresented in P4P evaluations, and also Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders are underrepresented in healthcare research. Lastly, this study has several implications for state payment reform. Okay, so now on to project deliverables and outcomes. So project deliverables and outcomes include the following. So improved health status of high-risk Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander patient populations. Improved quality of care provided at project fairly qualified health centers. Contribution to limited research and data about pay-for-performance incentives and implications for low-income Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander populations. Demonstration of quality improvement in pay-for-performance incentive programs. Promotion of a team-focused, culturally and linguistically appropriate model of care. And lastly, increased knowledge of outcome and utilization measures for this project. Okay, so for Project Next Steps, future analyses will examine a non-P4P HIT intervention comparison group. And we will also conduct a logistical regression that will adjust for patient comorbidities. So if you're not familiar with that, it's basically telling you what are the odds that a patient would go to the hospital, or what are the odds that they would be sent to the ER. And lastly, we will also examine the hospitalization measure for both the intervention and control groups. So if you have any questions regarding this study, feel free to contact me. My email address is hlaw@apcho.org. And this project would not have been possible without the generous support of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the help of our community partners in Hawaii. Thank you very much for your time. And